but you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Yo. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Can you believe it? It's after 12 o'clock. We made it to noon.
That means somebody somewhere is having a Tito's, huh?
More than likely. If life ever hands you lemons, don't freak out, don't fret, don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's handmade vodka. By the way, for y'all trying to win the Zach Bryan tickets,
yes,
sending me the funny stories, and if I read it on Hardenwood at 12:30, you will be the winner. Then I will notify you, and you will get a pair of Zach Bryant tickets. Now, if all of y'all's stuff is good, then I'm just going to have to pick out the best one. You know what I'm saying? But I got some good stuff coming up here at 12:30 that's going to be funny. And we are going to jump back into the NBA playoffs here in just two shakes of a lamb's tail. But, bro, what is going on in the world when it comes to gambling? Because right now, yesterday it broke about, what, right 30 minutes after I got off air? Because I was down at Superman.
Actually, before we got on there.
Was it?
Yeah, I saw this when we were wrapping up with Greg and Eli.
Oh, man, I didn't even notice it yesterday until I was...
I just forgot to mention it to you.
So I'm sitting here down at, Hot 107.1 with Soup yesterday, and I'm just kind of scrolling, and it popped up, and I was like, I was thinking for sure it was like No 3 or...
Not No 3.
You know, like some, you know, one of those parody accounts.
Right.
Because I'm like, yeah, right. This is, dude, this is everybody and their grandmother wanted him. The Cincinnati quarterback who went to Texas Tech, Brendan Sorsby, he's in a rehab facility. And again, if you have issues, I am all for it. I understand Alcoholics Anonymous and Bill W. and Dr. Bob, who wrote the 12-step program. I know NA, Narcotics Anonymous. I understand CA, Cocaine Anonymous. I know what these things are. I honest to God don't know how you rehab somebody from a gambling addiction because it's not a physical, like a physical addiction, I guess. Maybe it's a dopamine hit because, like, you're constantly hitting it. I know all about that with ADHD. I get on a dopamine kick. I'm like, bam.
You really heard, like, literally heard of a group called Cocaine's Anonymous?
Hell yeah, they got one here in Memphis, man.
I can believe it. That's what I'm saying.
CA.
Not the commercial appeal.
No. NA is narcotics, and usually it's a lot more with opioids and stuff like that. But you can do anything in there if you got it. But just don't smoke weed and go to one of those things. Y'all remember what happened to Dave Chappelle and what's his name and How High?
Half-Baked.
That's it, Half-Baked. When, Bob Saget was in there and they were like, we got an addiction to marijuana. And he's like, you ever?
Yeah,
that was a different level. But what I'm saying is if anybody really knows, because I don't know, I'm being honest when I say this, I don't understand, I don't know what gambler, I mean, I don't even know what it's called. What is rehab for gamblers? Rehab for gamblers. I guess I'm playing Google.
Addiction is addiction, man. You know, it has its...
But like, okay, I understand. So if you're addicted to opioids, they will give you stuff like Suboxone to help your craving so you don't go into withdrawals, or methadone or something like that, and then they will slowly taper you off to where you don't have that physical craving.
This is a good question.
And then you talk to people about the mental side of it, kind of when you get through with the physical addiction and how you deal with life and make life manageable.
What you're looking for is how do you go about navigating this in a therapeutic manner?
Yeah, correct. And I understand, there's help out there for all different types of things. I get it. I guess I haven't looked for it. I mean, marriage counseling. Only thing I know about marriage counseling is like if a shrink or a therapist ever ask you, Jared, you're a young guy. Mm-hmm. If you are married at one point in your life and you go to marriage counseling and for some reason that lady looks at you and says, here are five cards. I want you to write your hall passes. Do not And I repeat, do not do anybody that is related or friends with your wife. Because the only time I went to marriage counseling, remember what happened to me, don't you, Ham?
Yeah, that was quite the list you came up with for your hall passes.
So she, like, you know, like, I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I was like, dude, therapy ain't that bad, because I was fighting to go to it. Mm-hmm. And when they gave me the hall passes and, like, told us to go in a room and sit down and really think about them, I was like, pfft. I went in there. I was like, put them junts down, pulled my pen from Coach Dispensary out, started hitting that junt. And I just kind of chilled, scrolled for like 20 minutes. But when I walked out and we sit down and the lady goes, all right, Carrie, turn over your cards. And she turns over like Brad Pitt and like Matthew McConaughey and like Derek Jeter or something. Like people like she ain't ever going to meet. I knew I was in deep trouble. I just said, man, you know what? That's cool. And they were like, turn yours over, John. And I was like, nah, I think I was going to keep mine to myself. And they're like, turn it over. And it was like your mom, your sister, your cousin, your other cousin, and the busty chick from Save-A-Lot. Because I knew all of them. And I'd see them all the time. So I thought that's why I was, you know what I'm saying?
I can imagine that these women were really ready to cut you like the women was in Arkansas.
It was the downtown.
Yeah. This was 20 years ago, bro. No, 27 years ago. I didn't know her real name. I couldn't remember it, but I do remember she was busty and very nice.
And that's why you continue to
and the way
to
she
the
sacked my groceries, bruh.
This is why you continue to go to Save-A-Lot. It was not for the value of saving a few bucks on some groceries.
It's kind of like the Hooters that now is like a car down the street. Remember when that Hooters was up and they had that redheaded bartender? I went there all the time.
You mentioned the redheaded bartender.
Man, I was like, damn, she's hot.
The redheaded bartender at Hooters on Mount Moriah.
Man, that was another 20. That was 25 years ago.
And the busted chick at Save-A-Lot.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even know the Hooters chick at the time because that was after divorce. That was like post-divorce. It was great. It was a good time to run into her. But anyway, back to some – what was I talking about? How did I get – oh, rehab.
Therapy.
Yeah, therapy. See, don't do that in therapy. But what do you do? I will not gamble on sports. I will not gamble.
They just make them play a slot machine until they get tired of it.
Dude, yeah, that's another thing. But by the way, whoever thought, like, I also find it kind of humorous. Like, people are like, I can't believe this is going on. Bro, when you give millions of dollars to young people, or hundreds of thousands.
Money
to young people. And by the way, young people make bad decisions. And yes. Now you're putting young people in charge of where they go to school, how many times they transfer,
What they're getting paid.
And what they getting paid and all these types of things. And, you know, you're living a different life. It is easy to get caught up and make really, really bad decisions. And let's just be honest. Is anybody out there actually surprised in a world that when you watch TV lately, like, what is one of the things that you've noticed the most about when you watch sports? At least for me.
FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM.
Bet365.
Yeah.
Call sheet. You can bet on what you think would happen in real life.
Right.
It's that money crave. Like, yeah, everybody.
But the thing of it is,
this
like,
is facts.
It's not new. You know, it's not a new phenomenon. It's just being promoted.
It's legal.
Yeah, the legality of it makes the promotion of it new. But, John, you know, from the days of having to go deal with a bookie.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember.
Local betting pools, but now it's global.
Man, you know? So my girl, and this has been so long ago, I don't think anybody can come after. I just won't use names. But let's just say there was a very sweet lady who answered the phone. We'll call her Lil Debbie. But little Debbie had four brothers, and her brothers were really big. And, man, Miss Debbie would answer the phone and take your bets and so sweet, and she would come and meet you to pay. But you didn't want her four brothers to have to come collect from you because you were going to get your ass whipped. And Miss Debbie would be, like, so sweet. She'd be like, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to send my brothers over here if you don't get that $3,000 to me now by this Friday. Yes, ma'am, Miss Debbie.
Did you get a visit from these brothers, Sean?
Luckily, no. But I do know somebody that worked with me that did.
It did.
And he came to work and he looked really, really bad.
Ooh.
Like a raccoon.
Ooh.
Raccoon with Marvin Harrison Jr.'s lips. Fat as hell. He got busted. Pop! Right in the mouth. That's brought to you by L'Oreal. But again, when we're watching sports, where you're watching a thing, this is brought to you by Kalshi. And we're in the Bet365 studios over here at ESPN Bet. Coming up next on your commercials, brought to you by FanDuel and BetMGM. You know what I'm saying? Produced by DraftKings.
Even when I watch some of my, you know, your favorite podcasts or whatever, you'll see one of those logos in the bottom corner, left hand corner, right hand corner, top corner sometimes even.
Drewski.
You know.
Yep.
Drewski in comedy, but he promoting Prize Picks.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Stuff like that. Like,
yeah. I ain't mad at
and by the way, didn't I see Big Gangsta Plug doing one of those too? Where he's little? Is that the one where he's little? That was a funny one, man. I'm like, damn, dog, they got him tiny.
But it's just, you know, like Jared said, it's legal. And because it's legal everywhere, and then to be able to do it online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the way, I got a note text here. It says, Brendan Sorsby checked into a residential treatment program for gambling addiction. The problem with that, which is good for him to seek help if he has an issue, he's now under NCAA investigations in the wake of the discovery of Sorsbury making thousands of bets being a gambling app. Texas Tech people are freaking out because they're worried about his eligibility. And let's not forget their backup quarterback's injured right now. Their quarterback from last year transferred out. Their backup quarterback they had this year, they don't have a quarterback on the roster that can throw a damn football.
And Brendan Sorsby, he was doing this while he was underage.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in Indiana, he was making bets.
He's a true freshman, yeah, in 2022.
You know, so
you can bet on college games?
Well,
hell yeah, you can.
But see, that's the thing.
Back then you couldn't. Last year, though, did you hear? Remember last year? And
he went to see the bookie, though.
You think so? I think he was on some.
How else he gonna get that through?
Yeah.
Having a friend that's of age to make you
outside of that, right?
I'm gonna say,
but they got it. They got to track to him though.
Like I know a little. I'm not gonna rat him out, but I know a little homie who's like, he's a kid, kind of.
Mm.
You might know him. We've heard him on these airwaves. It's not my fault.
I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, the kid, he got a gambling app,
and he know the spread. We think he do anyway.
He funny though.
Yeah, he funny as hell.
I like the kid. But the kid don't play. He's doing it, but he ain't also an athlete. He's not going to be getting millions of dollars and being Brendan Sorsby, and he can't affect the outcome of the games and all that stuff. But remember last year, Division I schools, did they rescind this information or is it – because now this guy just took me, they rescinded it. That can't be right. You remember last year when the NCAA basically said that, you know, they can't, like, say it's illegal, it's that you cannot gamble. Like, student athletes and the athletics department and staff members are now legally able to participate in sports betting on professional sports only if you're a college person.
I remember that.
But you're only allowed to bet on professional sports.
Right.
Dude, who in the hell's going? Like, dude, if you know you down like $2,000 and you playing on Saturday and you're 21.5 point favorite,
go wide open for it.
Boy, you just what? Man, I can sure get right here if I just get my buddy to place a bet. And you think nobody's going to know? I'm just wondering the whole situation about this is we found out about this yesterday and then today some of the stuff that's breaking. Ham, fill us in on that because
we had
insane.
Another cat that was. Let me pull this up. He was one of those guys that was in charge of, like, responsible for fixing some of the college basketball games. Remember they had that probe going, like, at the start of the season where they were picking some of the players from, like, none of the major, no major programs. You know, like, I don't want to just name anybody's school and get it wrong, but, like, Lehigh. No, it ain't nobody at Lehigh. C.J. McCollum's school probably doing that, but they were – being accused of, you know, having them fix games.
Yep.
And it's kind of in an underworld situation. And they arrested one of the guys this morning, you know, for that. Let's see. Well, you got Damon Jones, of course, with the NBA side of it, becomes the first to plead guilty. And, you know, deal that they had where they were fixing games, were accused of fixing games in the NBA, which, of course, if he pled guilty, then where there's smoke, there's fire.
Bro, you won't believe this.
Got nothing new?
They said, dude, did you hear about the guy who, the soldier that made $400,000 on Polymarket?
Damn.
I guess he had some inside information. Hey, Randy, do me a favor. I know you're probably busy or something. Can you give me a little more info on this one? I didn't know about no soldier making $400K on Polymarket. By the way, don't forget, you're right, Texter, Arch Leister back in the day. The tech guy probably had a morals clause in his contract.
Probably so, yeah.
He wants to keep that money. I'll tell you one thing, Texas Tech, those billionaires, man, they spending the money well, but they ain't getting lucky with what they spending it on. You had Toppin get injured last year. Now your quarterback, you just spent a brick on, is checking himself in a residential.
They need the great Mike Leach back to come back and develop some quarterbacks for him, baby. Shout out to the late, great Mike Leach.
Oh, here we go. And gambling addiction.
Patrick Mahomes, a Texas Tech guy. They need another pat.
Oh, here we go. That's, I just got it. Man, y'all are so good. They sent me a link to Prescott House, which is a gambling recovery program.
Okay.
And it says, feel trapped in the gambling cycle? Do you feel stuck with sports betting, slots, stock trading, or online gaming? Damn, stockbrokers are gamblers. That's a good point. Commodities traders. Do you chase losses and want to break free? We understand. Blah, blah, blah. And then they go, they say they uncover the thoughts and the feelings that keep you stuck, learn healthier ways to cope, manage debt, and rebuild your financial stability. They teach you financial classes. They explore new hobbies and interest. Don't start smoking crack. That is whack.
That's a hell of an addiction jump right there, Joe.
Develop a stress management technique. I'm just saying, if you explore new hobbies, I don't need you to start hanging out with local crackheads.
You go from gambling to smoking crack.
It says create a balanced, satisfying life for yourself with personal growth. I mean, this just sounds like any damn self-help book I ever read. I'm going to open up a I'm going to gamble the whole time and then open up a gambles. Don't do what I do. Do what I say. Sounds like who's heard that here?
And I got the Chiefs on 5.5, -5.5 right now.
Damn it, I lost. I told y'all not to listen to me.
Then they come in and they hear you snap about Fernando Mendoza.
Oh, damn. Homie just sent me a link to this one and I clicked on it. And this ain't no gambling addiction. Did you know there's sex and pornography addiction treatment centers as well?
Oh, especially really? in the era of
OnlyFans. Has anybody ever sent Shay Shay there? After you lose like $100 million because you like sleeping with way too many like scandalous women.
The girl retired, man.
I know. She literally left. She shut down her OnlyFans account and said, peace.
Like she
I'm out.
Retired, yo.
I just got 100 milli. How you like me now? Golly. Okay, here we go. Special Forces soldier had all the plans for the snatch and grab of Medora. So he placed $35,000 on a futures bet on, where did it go? What was that damn thing? Not Kalshi, the other one. The one, Polymarket. Polymarket. And yeah, dude. That's actually a smart move by him. Like, look at Nancy Pelosi. She's been doing it ever since she walked into the House of Congress. That girl's like trades. She's like her trades are so good that she's like, what, up 170,000% since she entered the stock market? Like, that's not even, like, she made Warren Buffett look stupid. Damn, we got a bunch of people texting in. The military dude bet on the Venezuelan president would leave office by January 1st. They knew they were going to raid him. Bam. He bet the only $35,000 he had left in his life savings. Went in there. It was part of the raid. I got to say, dude, if you're the dude who's like going to hop in a helicopter, jump out that junk with a gun and snatch homie, I feel like that's like part of the job. You should, hey, you know, if I can bet on Paulie Morgan, you know what I'm saying? I'm risking my life, bro. Like, it's 400K. I'm going to leave my family if, God forbid, I get killed. I don't know. I kind of don't feel bad for him.
That's crazy, though. That's kind of like betting that somebody will get robbed today at gunpoint. You the person that robbed him at gunpoint. Like,
that's a good point. That's a great analogy.
Today in Memphis, Tennessee, I have a feeling that three people are going to get carjacked.
Yo, I'm taking the over, and you go out and do three jackings. I don't think those are on. I'm on it. Let's see what kind of crazy stuff. I'm pulling this up real quick.
Like the little ads on TikTok for Kalshi, they say you can make a bet that a movie will come out, Rotten Tomatoes score 27%, and if you hit, you get some money. Like, how can you bet on
the future? You can bet on all kinds of stuff.
All kind of stuff, man.
See, man, I do the sports stuff on here. I didn't realize you can bet on politics, sneakers, commodities, bitcoins. You can bet on actually cryptocurrencies. I don't even know what the hell this is. Team Vitality. FlyQuest. The bleep. Oh, yeah, they got all kinds of whack things you can bet on over here. Man, they got all kinds of foreign affairs you can bet on. Huh. Okay, so here's one. I wouldn't have a freaking clue. I wonder if that dude for, like, CNN, you never seen that guy who's always standing in front of the screen kind of yelling? He's the pollster guy they did. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't think of a name.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so... like, this guy would dominate over here on Poly Market. I bet his ass is on that thing, you know, tearing things up. Because it's like, you can bet on U.S. House midterm winner, U.S. Senate midterm winner, Fed decision in April, CPI year over year in April. Damn, dude. Like, who bet? Man, they got some. They got. I don't even know what the hell this stuff is. So,
and not us, but the world is tripping off the quarterback for checking in. But they got all this stuff that you can actually take action on, just like non-sports related stuff.
Huh?
But they want to blame it on sports.
Well, they just made it legal to gamble on pretty much anything.
You feel me?
Except for tiddlywinks. I guess that's still for kids.
You know what? Somebody got a legal pool going with that too. Tiddlywinks, Jacks, the Game of Life, sorry, all the boy games. They got gambling.
And it also says, Polymarket says, coming soon, more politics, crypto, tech. You're going to start being able to gamble on tech futures, and many more markets are coming. Yes, notify me.
But everybody just want to single out sports. Gotcha.
Cricket? Don't those games taste like days?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of screwed up. Like, I know a seven-game series is like there's day after day after day, but if you start a game and you can't finish that night, I'm like, damn, bro. I got to come back tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Right. Yeah, you, at that point, you got sick of looking at them people.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I'm with you on that. But I got to take a quick timeout. We're going to find out who's going to win these. What's my homie's name? The country.
Zach Bryant.
Man, you are good. What's his name?
Zach Bryant.
Zach Bryant.
Bryant.
Brian, Zach Bryan.
Like the lunch meat brand in the South. You know, the flavor of the South, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that one.
And we got tickets for him on Saturday to one of you lucky people who's... Man, I got a lot of y'all's texts I'm actually going to read, so I'm just going to have to pick somebody up and send you you I are
actually,
the winner.
I actually asked you if you knew about, like, some lunch meat packing company. You work for George Lapidus. I mean, you know.
Damn, Skippy. You have no idea.
Shout out to the Fineberry Meat Packing Company.
Mm-hmm. Damn, yeah, he's going to be here doing a little Zach Bryan. See, this is so confusing to me. Because I feel like, is there a Zach Bryant, too?
He sounds like somebody that played in the NBA. The power forward or something.
Zach Bryant. Oh, he did play minor league baseball for Texas.
There you go.
Oh, and there's also a Zach Bryant who does play music, but I don't think he's very popular because, yeah, homie's got only like, nah, he's definitely terrible. Never mind. He had like seven views. Dude, if you made a song and you put it out there for people and, like, in 4 years you had 7 views, would you feel like crap?
I mean,
I just gave him his 8th. And I'm not even got the volume on.
Oh, man. You ain't right.
Can they tell that?
Turn the volume up so you can see how bad it is. That's the case. It might, you turn it up, it might not even be bad. But you got a musician sitting right across from you, so, you know, you had an expert.
Holy cow, this dude who texts me says he's got some serious inside information. In the raid, where the U.S. used some type of sonic weapons that made the Venezuelan soldiers poop themselves, then vomit profusely. It sounds like something out of Austin Powers.
It sounds like a G.I. Joe story, man. What is this?
Dude.
That's Area 51.
Hey, everything is frequency and vibration, bro. But there's a vibration that can make you poop your pants. I know there's like a couple of Geritol commercials out there who are like, don't let that frequency out, bro. We got that lock on the market now. I got to take a quick time out. I'm coming back with a lot of wood for you. I do want to remind you the air you breathe outside could be, like today, was it moderate? Me and you were stuffy as hell this morning.
Moderate air quality. And you know, when it gets moderate, and then when it gets hot, that cold orange, that's going to be ugly. And it's going to be a lot of humidity, John.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Memphis. You were talking about how humid it was today.
Oh.
Today, I'm going to tell you right now, somebody's somewhere in Memphis's house or in East Arkansas or West Memphis, as we like to call it, or North Mississippi, or the bottom of Memphis.
Well, Dyersburg, you know, Jackson.
Any of that area. West, there's only one person to call.
Homies.
MemphisMoldInspector.com. My friend Stan Mosier, the air you breathe inside your house could actually be the worst than the air outside. If you have mold in your house, that could be so hazardous to your health, it's not funny. When do you need to get in touch with Stan? Well, one, if you're having issues breathing, if you find yourself always getting sick, if you have a newborn on the way, or if you care about just your health in generally, or you have a family member that's immunocompromised, make sure you check the quality of the air inside your house. The only licensed mold assessor is Stan Mosier, MemphisMoldInspector.com. You can also call my homie Stan. So simple. It is so simple. 901-292-7788. Like, I can remember that. 292-7788. Booyah to ya, Jim. How you like me now? Hit up Stan. Get peace of mind and know that the air quality in your house is good. And if it's bad, listen to this man and get it fixed ASAP, because the air you're breathing in your crib or your office could be seriously dangerous. Memphis Mold Inspector and MemphisMoldInspector.com. Wood on the other side. I'm giving away some tickets to Zach Bryan. Did I get it right? Give me 2 points. Back in 2 shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's a Tuesday, man. We got hoops tonight, by the way. And we haven't even talked about our bets. We're going to talk about them after this segment, because we got 3 NBA basketball games. You got baseball. You got all kinds of stuff to gamble on tonight. Hell, if you're in the poly market and know some inside information, you can hop on that junt. But we got 76ers and Celtics at 6, Hawks and Knicks at 7. Talk about a damn good series. Hawks and Knicks has been damn good. Tonight, Celtics are going to close out that sorry 76ers team.
Hey, them people in Philly said they wanted Boston. They wanted the Celtics. They getting them.
Yeah, right. Trailblazers and the Spurs. Another game that's going to be closed out. Spurs toy with their food and still beat the brakes off you. We'll talk about these games and more, but we do got to talk a little bit about some funny stories and giving away some tickets. And it's always brought to you by Rick's Powder Coating. Don't paint powder coated. If it's metal, automotive, ornamental, any industrial, you name it, if you paint it, it's going to rust, it's going to chip, it's going to fade. If you powder coat it, it's going to last forever. It bonds to the metal. It doesn't rust. It doesn't chip. It doesn't fade. It is beautiful from the day you get it till the day you gone. And that's sick. That's technology. That is science. They have the largest batch ovens in the Mid-South. Go to rickspowdercoating.com for more information. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
All right, my man. We got to figure out some stuff. We got some good stuff out here today. Dude, I love this. We got so many good texts. I can't even believe how good our audience has been today. Thank you. There's some funny and some very, very sick stuff as well that I will not be able to read. But I wanted to ask you, Jared, didn't you say you had a good story?
Oh, yeah, day over the break. I was telling John I was messing with a chick in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, was it Laverne or Shirley?
Neither. There's a rapper named Cappuccino, but that's neither here nor there. But we were in the club, and she was trying to get me to believe in my looks. And, oh, you're so handsome. So she bet me I couldn't get three numbers before the night over. And I got two numbers within like 5 or 6 minutes of each other.
Then she
and I looked down and read my phone. This is a text from her telling me, find you a ride home. And she left me at the club. I'm like, I mean, the only thing we bet was a drink. You have to be a sore loser.
Oh, man.
Now, did you get a ride home with a girl that you picked up with one of those numbers?
No.
Oh, man, you had their number. It's like, use it like Uber. Nah,
one
like,
of them was
on.
With her mother for her birthday. Ooh. And
that would have been a weird, real freaky one.
Right.
I will tell you, though, this story does kind of have a little something to do with what you're talking about, mm-hmm. Jared. So, you know what? Endangered leopard sharks have been observed, like have never been observed mating in the wild. Like we've never been able to catch it with all the camera technology. And plus, we don't know ish about the oceans. I mean, like what do they say all the time? We've only searched like 5% of the oceans,
like 20%,
or something, maybe something like that. But compared to like, there's a lot of stuff going on. But for the very first time, everybody. Hey, can you pull that down a little bit for me, by the way? The music, my background, my ears be bothering me. It's that damn sinuses.
Yeah, them sinuses rough.
So, an endangered leopard shark was observed mating in the wild for the very first time in human history. And scientists witnessed something they did not expect. It was a threesome. Hugo Lesauce. He's got to be a marine biologist out of France. He's from the University of the Sunshine Coast, Australia. Oh, he's Australian. Sorry. Crocodile Dundee. And he documented it with video, and he released a paper. He published it in the journal, like, of pathology. Damn, I can't even read. But Lesauce told CNN that mating events are rare to witness in any shark species, period. The researchers have only previously seen courtship interactions where a male chases after a female, but not the act itself because the sharks are so fast and they get away. Leopard sharks are found in the Indian Ocean. They're in the Western Pacific Ocean as well. But the populations are decreasing, so they've been really trying to like work on conservation, and they're trying to figure out how they can get them to knock up more chick sharks. You know what I'm saying? And now they figured out the answer. Because leopard sharks, two males chase the female. And then a threesome occurs. And it's not the one that you like where it's WWM or FFM. It's MMF.
It's the devil's three-way.
Yeah. Sharks are freaky deaky, bro. That poor girl can't even call no shark police neither.
They math not mathing either. You can.
Like, who's not? Like, they don't. The reason they do that, because they're like, nobody knows who the father is, so now we bolting.
But if they preserving their population, you need two women than one of them. Like, you can get two women pregnant, you can't have.
Well, the thing is, the girl sharks, it says that they don't like to mate
mm?
Because it hurts them. Damn. That's bad. That is a very interesting story by one of our texters. By the way, I got to say something, man. If you send me something about a threesome shark having and have actually, like, he sent me the link. I looked at the video. It's terrible. I was like, dude, you got to be kidding me. Like, I didn't want to see that. I like the cute, the little animals, you know, where they show, like, animals acting cute and doing sweet things. That's the first time I ever seen a MMF threesome with sharks. Goodness gracious.
I don't even know how to even respond.
Because it's hard. Speaking of that, if you're having an issue, does anybody want to have that issue? You know what issue I'm talking about, Jay?
Would that be an issue that could be taken care of by good people over at Bluff City Health and Wellness?
Yeah, that one that's kind of embarrassing. Like, you know, like, could you imagine you have a beautiful woman who actually wants to do something that you think of probably 3,000 times a day, and then the one time she said yes, and you were like, oh, no!
This was not scripted, y'all. I just know where John B.
He doesn't work! Well, your little shark doesn't work, and there ain't another shark to tag in, buddy. And that'd be weird anyway. But if it's good enough for a shark, I guess, hey. So, if you're tired of relying on pills, if your thing, if you're having little issues where blood ain't flowing to the right spot, maybe your stamina's not where it's want to be, like if you a two-stroke joke, you need to go to Bluff City Health and Wellness, like ASAP. Call this number now, 901-800-7606, because a two-stroke joke is a broke joke with no girlfriend and no self-esteem, and he's sitting around by himself, and he can't even play by himself. Go to Apex. Get the Apex RF treatment at Bluff City Health and Wellness. Take back control. Take back your confidence. Restore natural performance, blood flow, sensitivity, enhance stamina. Get your confidence back. When you step in the box, act like Barry Bonds, bro. Know you're going to knock that junk out the park. The best thing is, it's only 15 minutes. There's no downtime. No side effects. No needles, yo. Like, you only got to stick a needle in your junk. That would be terrible. There's no pump either. Back in the day, before we had science, these dudes had pumps. That's crazy. Could you imagine, like, getting out your basketball and then having to, like, go to your bedroom after you playing with your homies and then run back out and get your air pump? I got to pump this junk up. Nah, dog. You just go to Bluff City Health and Wellness, 901-800-7606. Get your confidential appointment today. Again, restore all that goodness in your life. Circulation, revitalization, confidence. And next thing you know, bro, you'll be like Barry Bonds on the damn, what was it? The Balco stuff?
The cream and the clear.
The cream and the clear. And you'll be able to get there, but not two strokes with like a joke. You see what I'm saying? Apex RF, Bluff City Health and Wellness is the only one that's got it. Any else, anything you got over there, Jay?
As far as?
Like, is there anything you wanted to hit up? Like, did you see where Diana Rossini has a playlist for Mike?
No, Brable? I didn't. She's terrible, yo. You ain't your kid, Michael. Come on, man. But I did see that Angel Reese.
Dude, this is so terrible. You know who actually put this report out, I just noticed?
Who?
The Athletic.
Oh, boo. They still charge people $1.
I'd rather them charge me just $1.
Yeah.
Damn, she made a Spotify playlist called Turning the Page. That she shared with users.
She went in therapy with Mike.
Named Mike in December 19th, 2022, which just happens to coincide with a 4-game Titans losing streak.
Hey, she's addicted to Michaels. She needs to go to therapy for that.
Just yeah, she does. Michael. I'm surprised Mike Tyson ain't reached out. Let me just tell you something. You got Mike Tyson? If you heard it, you could do it.
Oh, yeah, John. Like you were mentioning as far as your boy Kane, Angel Reese has trolled her ex, Jalen Duren, about getting banged on.
Oh, bro, let me just tell you something. I've been watching. I started following Angel Reese yesterday. Did you also see the outfit that she put on and said that she don't have to worry about her man pulling a Klay Thompson? And then she showed her big old bosoms, and then she showed her big old booty, and then she showed herself in that leopard skin print and say, Wendell knows where he's getting it. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. And then also shows a bunch of pictures of her man posterizing Jalen Duren.
Her old man.
This is, I'm going to tell you something, man. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, this is funny. Barry Bonds had a big skull, not a big head, John. Yeah, I think those roids, don't they like shrink?
They supposed to.
They supposed to? Are they really? Is that like a wives' tale where they tell kids so they don't do them?
You know what? I think it's probably
true.
Yeah. I don't know though.
You know what? Next time I go in a crunch, when I see one of them big steroid heads, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, Holmes."
Yeah, X them.
I was No, I don't even know how you would ask that question. Never mind. I'm not getting my ass kicked. What am I looking at?
Angel Reese.
Oh, yeah, walking up in the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. I should have watched the games last night.
Yeah, she would do. Jodge, Jaron were on TV. Angel Reese was there. Like, Wendell Carter and Desmond Bain had love. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some gambling love on the other side. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Let Bryant Dacus and Brett Norsworthy take you home every afternoon. Sports Time on Sports 56. Weekdays from 3 to 6 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9 liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's time to get in a little bit of some. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all ready to bang? Let's bang. Bangers Pickleball in South Haven's now open with 10 courts. They're indoor courts, people. There's a restaurant. There's 3 bars. And if you're new to pickleball, there's no problem. They got a free Bangers 101 class where you can learn. I learned how to play it, 2 years ago? And I'm addicted like Brendan Sorsby over at Texas Tech is addicted to gambling. But, dude, this is a good addiction because it's healthy, it's fun. Bangers offers a great time for everyone, and there are no memberships required. Bangers even has events for the non-pickleball players. They have Mahjong, trivia, whiskey and wine tastings. Love that. Bangers Pickleball has it all. All the rage, all the fun, all for you. Please dink responsibly at Bangers Pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane in South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang. I'm going to be there the 15th, by the way, of May.
Good stuff.
Now, one other thing. I just found some stuff during the break. You're going to do all the gambling picks because I'm freaking out. So did you know that right now the NCAA is looking into permanently banning Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby?
Yeah. After what they finding out.
Did you know that Cincinnati is in some deep ish as well? Because they, according to Ross Dellinger, they had direct knowledge of the situation before the start of last season when he was tearing it up over in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati could face some scrutiny from the NCAA as well. And the other thing is, don't forget about the clause that they just put in. Like, right now, Texas Tech's backup quarterback has a torn ACL. Their starting quarterback, they paid $5 million to. I had to look that one up earlier. I couldn't find it anywhere. Finally found it. $5 million. It's probably going to be banned permanently. But here's the worst part. They can't even go get a quarterback to fill. Because if they do, the new law, because, you know, there's not another portal opening now. If they tamper and get caught tampering to bring in another quarterback to Texas Tech, that will be the fine is 20% of your entire athletic budget. Not just your football budget, not your basketball budget. You know how much money Texas Tech spends every single year on sports, and you have to pay a 20% fine to that to the NCAA? Hail. So Joey McGuire is basically screwed. Texas Tech's coach. Now let's get to gambling. For those non-addicted or too smart to know.
Make it real simple, man. You got Atlanta and New York, take Dyson Daniels with two steals. Take Josh Hart to get two steals as well. And take Victor Wembanyama to get four blocks. Parlay all of that and go win you some money with that.
I like
I'm staying away from that point spread stuff tonight, though, John.
In-line gambling is what we're going to do.
Because I'm really thinking that the Sixers, they'll lose, but they may cover. They may fight. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Blazers. They'll lose, but they may cover. Because they're going to fight. But then they also both may get their ass kicked and not cover. That's why I'm not messing with it.
Damn, dude. There was a storm in Steele, Missouri last night. I hope Coach Dispensary is all right.
Oh, really? Yeah, because they were supposed to have like a hailstorm.
Dude, an elementary school got smoked, at least I can see in this.
Yikes.
I can't believe Steele, Missouri information pops up on my phone now. Our phones know us better than we know ourselves. That stuff's crazy. I'm ready to gamble. Yeah,
your Siri is really always on.
Oh,
it's
it
just
is?
Just waiting on standby for you to say, hey, Siri. So it's always listening.
Oh, damn. This thing's going in the ocean. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We're going to be back at it tomorrow. We got a big, big show and a big week. I'll be at Town Village Alderman Square on Friday. Get out there. Make that world a better place. We're going to see y'all on the flip side. Peace.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.